Resilience Audio presents the unabridged recording of 14 by Peter Klines, performed by Ray Porter, produced by Audible Incorporated.
Foundation, zero. He ran. He ran as fast as he could, as if hell itself were chasing him, as if his life depended on it. He was quite certain it did. The truth was, he was dead already. He'd seen enough men bleed out in medical theaters to recognize the wet pulse jetting between his ribs. The knife had done its job with almost surgical precision. He mustn't think about himself, though. Not now. There was too much at stake. He had to keep running. If the family caught him, everyone would die. 1. Nate Tucker found out about the apartment, as people often learn about the things which change their lives forever, by sheer luck. It was a Thursday night party he didn't want to be at. Party was too big a word for it, but calling it a few rounds after work seemed too minor. There were half a dozen people he knew and another dozen he was supposed to know. He hadn't really paid attention when they'd been introduced, and none of them seemed interesting enough to go back and learn their names after the fact. They sat around tables that had been pushed together, shared communal appetizers some people would argue they'd never touched, and sipped overpriced drinks they made a point of claiming they'd first had at more exclusive restaurants. Nate had realized a while back that nobody talked with each other at such gatherings. People just took turns talking at each other. He never got the sense anyone was listening. He wished his coworkers would stop inviting him. Nate was being talked at by a man he remembered as the journalist with the hot redhead girlfriend. He'd been introduced to the man at one of these things a month or two back. Like everyone else at the table, the journalist considered himself part of the film industry, even though, as far as Nate could tell, the man's job had nothing whatsoever to do with making movies. At the moment, the journalist was lamenting a canceled interview. His subject, a screenwriter, had to dive into last-minute rewrites demanded by some producer. Nate wondered if the man got to put that sort of thing in his articles. Idiotic revisions made to climactic scene to pacify self-centered executive. There was a break in the journalist's monologue, and Nate realized the man was waiting for a response. He covered the pause with a cough and took a hit off his beer. "That sucks," Nate said. "Do you lose out altogether, or can he reschedule?" The journalist shrugged. "Maybe. My week's packed, and he's going to be busy pulling his hair out." He took a sip of his own drink. "Anyway, enough about me. What's up with you? I haven't seen you at one of these things in ages." Nate, who remembered waving to the journalist at last week's almost party and getting a raised chin back, shrugged too. "Nothing much," he said. "Weren't you working on a script or something?" Nate shook his head. "No, not me. Not my thing." "So what have you been up to?" He took another hit off his beer. "Work. Trying to find a new place to live." The journalist's brow rose. "What happened?" "The guys I've been living with, they decided to do their own thing," said Nate. "One's moving back to San Francisco, the other's getting married." He shrugged. "We had a house, but I can't afford it on my own." "Where are you now?" "Silver Lake." "You looking for anything in particular?" Nate considered it for a moment. It was the most anyone outside of his roommates had asked about the search. "I'd like to stay near Hollywood," he said. "I don't need much space. I'm hoping to find a studio for around $800 a month. The journalist nodded and took another sip of his drink. "I know a place."
"You do?"
The other man nodded. "A friend of mine suggested it when I first moved here from San Diego. Older place in that Koreatown Los Feliz Gray area around the 101. Nate nodded. "Yeah, I know right where that is. It's closer to work than the place I'm in now." Another nod from the journalist. "I was only there for a few months, but the rent was cheap, and it had a great view." "How cheap?" The journalist glanced around. "Between you and me," he said, "I was paying $5.50. Nate choked on some beer.
$5.50 a month? That's it?
The journalist nodded. $550.
Yep.
And that included all the utilities.
You're shitting me.
Nope. Why'd you leave? The journalist smiled and gestured with his glass at his hot redhead girlfriend. She was across the table and down a few seats being talked at by a woman with jet black hair and matching clothes.
We decided to move in together and got a bigger place, and...
Nate raised a brow. And what?
It's kind of got an odd vibe to it.
The area or the building?
The building. Don't get me wrong, it's a great place. It just wasn't for me.
He pulled out his phone and began brushing his fingers across the colorful screen.
I think I've still got the number for the management company if you want it.